In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Holy is this Christmas night. Indeed, in Scripture, the night is often referred to as sacred and holy. I love some of the phrases in the Psalms. O Lord, as the night watches, while I direct my prayer, while I seek the Lord, while I look for Him, while I long and pant for the Lord. The world often celebrates many of its great feats in the day, in the daylight. It's commerce, it's industry, it's wars, it's politics. But almost from the beginning, the church has preferred to celebrate her feasts in the calm of the night when the world was sleeping. Indeed, some of the holy moments in history have taken place at night. The ancient Israelites ate that first Passover meal in ancient Egypt at night, awaiting deliverance from slavery with the hand of Moses. Jesus sought lonely places at night to pray. Nicodemus came to Jesus at night to ask, what does it mean to be born from above? And Jesus took his disciples to an upper room at night to give them the gift of the Last Supper, the Eucharist, the Mass. And it was at night that Peter, James, and John kept falling asleep in the Garden of Gethsemane when Jesus was praying before his arrest. And while Jesus died during the day, we're told that the sky was darkened, as if it were assimilating a night. And it was still dark, remember, when the women discovered the empty tomb and became the first witnesses of the resurrection. And when Jesus was born, He chose the night, the quiet of the night. So holy is this night. Indeed, we commemorate that holy night of Bethlehem at this midnight mass, but also another night, a birth in another night. Long before the night of Bethlehem, in the night of eternity, long before any morning star had ever shone, there was a birth. The second person of God, the Christ, as it said, was begotten. And we talk about this birth, this begotten, every Sunday when we quote the middle of the creed that talks about the Christ, that talks about Jesus. God from God, light from light, very God of very God, of one substance with the Father, before whom all things were made. In the night of eternity, the Christ was begotten. Now that's shrouded in mystery. But we know that the Christ hovered over the waters of creation. Christ hovered over the sacred story of Israel, of Abraham and Sarah, Isaac and Rebecca, Jacob and Leah and Rachel and Moses and the prophets and the kings. And then, on a holy night in the calendar of human time, Christians believe that this Christ of God, begotten in the night of eternity, was born at Bethlehem. That in the person of Jesus Christ, born from the womb of Mary, the incarnate God walked this earth such that we might see the transcendence of God, the might of God, the love of God, and the miracles of Jesus in His teaching, in His personhood, and in His love. What an audacious belief that Christianity has. To many, this is folly. To some, it's ludicrous. To others, it's an offense. But as St. Paul would say, to so many of us, it is our very salvation to believe that the fullness of the Godhead dwelt in the love and the person, the teaching and the miracles of Jesus of Nazareth, born at night in Bethlehem. So the night, in the night of eternity, the birth, the begotten of God in the night of eternity, the birth of Jesus Christ on the night of Bethlehem, almost 2,000 years ago. But there's one more night to commemorate this night. One more holy night, far distant from the night at Bethlehem. And that's tonight. Because through the mystery of this Mass, through the mystery and the promise of this Eucharist, we believe that just as I placed the baby in the manger tonight during the Gloria, that the Christ of God is placed in our souls tonight, that our souls and our hearts become His crib. That is what it is, this mystery of the midnight Mass. And that is the belief. that we will leave this Mass more Christian. We will leave this Mass more beloved of God. We will leave this Mass with a better capability to love God back and to love one another. And that's not just the miracle of the Midnight Mass. It is the promise of the Midnight Mass. So as your pastor, as your priest, you've been looking at this Mass for the first time, but this night I am your pastor. I ask you to believe that something significant will happen at this Mass. We will leave this Mass together, more Christian, more love, and more with the capability to love back. I wish you a most sacred and blessed Christmas. No one is in these pews tonight. No flesh and blood. And yet we gather from everywhere, from other states, from other countries, from other cultures. Matter of fact, the reach of this Mass is now reaching farther than any Mass ever celebrated in this church, far beyond the gates of our garden. And that is a miracle, because we are no less together tonight in the mystery of this Mass than we ever have been before. Holy is this night. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.